That's Kenny G on Frank and Terry Radio. It's 6:59, right around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Hello, Terry.
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
I are fine. How art thou?
How art thou? Are we speaking in King James this evening?
Yes, we are,
okay.
My lady.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me. We're about to kick off the Gospel Music Buffet.
With
Frank and
Terry. That would be me.
That would be you. Let's get it started.
Okay.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Receiver, all you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
That's the official opening to the show.
And I just love Andy Griffith. And I think he's got the best version of that.
I think it's good.
Oh, wait. Well, you know he has
the best version. You want me to be obsequious and say, yes, dear, that is the best version.
Yes, of course.
Nah. It is. I really love it. And we both agreed upon that about, two or three years ago?
Yeah, we listened to about five or six different versions with different artists, you know, and that's Andy Griffith. I said, that's the one right there, Andy Griffith.
Well, nip it in the bud.
Well, everyone loves
Andy for sure.
Everybody loves Andy.
Yeah, everybody loves Andy.
Yeah. I've got to give some shout-outs.
You can't.
Yeah, I can.
Okay,
because I am the chair.
You're exercising wifely authority.
Yes, I am.
Are you not?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to give a big shout out to Sue Reed over in Renfro Valley,
hey, Sue Reed.
Kentucky. We've got some Kentuckians listening, the beautiful Sue Pointer in Somerset, Kentucky.
Wow.
Sue. And they're all Sues. Three
yeah,
Sues.
They're all and Sues. So, how do you do?
They're not boys either.
I know.
And then we have the beautiful Sue Lockhart.
Sue Lockhart.
I
think she's down at Sanibel Island still.
Yeah. Sanibel?
Yeah. She and Sally Emerson are down there.
Oh, they're enjoying
having a blast. Yeah.
The surf and the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah. And we've got Gospel Music Buffet, which means there's a little bit of everything. So hopefully, if you come expecting a blessing tonight, you're going to get one and worship with us.
Yeah.
First song is by
Sandy Patty, Near to the Heart of God.
at altars of gold and silver, but as I knelt there, they turned to rust. So I'll worship.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
yeah, you can just sit back and put your feet up, close your eyes, and what a great way.
I know, and the Gaithers are wonderful.
Close out really the Lord's enjoy, Day with the praise and worship. Too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And some people who couldn't make it to church today.
That's right. I want to say, hey.
Reason, yes. Yeah, they're here with us.
Yeah. Yes. I've got to say hi to Suzanne Boston, the very talented, beautiful Suzanne Boston. Please, y'all, keep her in your prayers.
Absolutely.
She's having some pain issues and going to be going in for surgery pretty soon. So y'all please pray for Suzanne. And she's in Boyd, Texas. Yeah. And we thank you so much, Suzanne. And we also have listening over in Clinton, Mississippi, and that is Stephanie Preston.
Stephanie says, I need this today.
Well, that's wonderful.
We all do.
Amen. Yes, we do. Yeah. Great to have you, Stephanie. Yes. Thank you so much.
And do we have the cathedrals coming up next?
Yes. Cleanse me.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today.
Downcast eyes, you may only palm of his hand. He's a refuge, strong tower, no matter the hour. Jesus is there through it all. Jesus is there through it all.
Oh, that's beautiful. The Isaacs.
Yeah, they're through it all. Right. Hey, that was stereo.
Beg your pardon?
That was stereo.
It usually is.
Jinx.
We only need one mine because you use mine.
I've already lost mine. I've already lost mine, so you have yours. Fooled you.
Oh, my. All right. I've got a great lineup tonight. This is one of my all-time favorite Southern gospel songs.
Oh, Squire Parsons with Sweet Beulah Land. This is a beautiful song.
Listen to it.
Then I must stay.
Beulah Land.
Oh,
Squire Parsons.
That's beautiful. That and Stephanie Preston said she loves that song.
I
yeah,
do too,
it's beautiful. And
got a lot of company. Yeah.
Yeah. And Suzanne, you're a blessing to us. Thank
oh,
you
absolutely.
So much. We appreciate you. Yeah, thank you.
We love you mucho.
Love y'all.
That means
all.
A lot in Spanish.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you're smart.
No, I just marry smart.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's what I
it is what it is. But no.
Oh. And modest, too. Yeah. And humble. Very, oh, yes,
yeah.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This next song, I really enjoy the Mike LaFever Quartet.
They're great.
Yeah, and here it is. Glorious.
He makes the clouds his chariot, he rides on the wings of the wind. Set the earth on its foundation. Told time when to begin.
Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty?
No earthly struggle, and the souls there are set free. Where the deaf and dumb are shouting, for the blind can finally see, and the cripples they are dancing out across that crystal sea. Now there's a special place in heaven where the unborn babies play. They are rocked in arms by mama, whose time slipped away. And all those unwanted children say, my daddy, he's the king. Oh, their smiles on their sweet faces as they run and dance and sing. Don't it sound like heaven? The Son of God, he's reigning, and all tears are finally gone. Don't that sound like heaven? Oh, don't that sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning, and all tears finally gone. The price of heaven is expensive. Don't you worry about the cost. It was paid in full by Jesus when he hung upon that cross.
And all the things he's ever promised, I wanna be there like he said,
as an eternal reminder of the precious blood he shed. Don't that sound like heaven? Don't that sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning and our tears are finally gone? Don't that sound like heaven, friend? Don't that sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning and all tears are finally gone? Oh, where the Son of God will be reigning and all tears are finally gone.
Sometimes my life is like a field of failing grain, parched, dry, and wilted, needing a little rain. Then I remember days past and gone, how I reap from fields that I've never sown. I've never had a day that I did not eat, or a place to lay my head down when it was time to sleep. I know I don't deserve all the blessings I've known. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. Eating from the table, milk and honey there abone. Drinking from the fountain that flows from the living stone. Reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. At my children, what a blessing they've been. And Lord, you've sure blessed me with a multitude of friends. When I stop and consider the mercy you've shown, I realize how much I'm reaping from fields I've never sown. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. Eating from the table, milk and honey there abone. Drinking from the fountain that flows from the living stone. Reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. Reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown.
That was the Primitive Quartet, Reaping from Fields I've Never Sown. And before that, it was Don't That Sound Like Heaven by Joni Tilton.
That is correct.
Yeah, and oh, this next artist, oh my goodness.
Love him.
I love the Henson family. I anyway. They're just wonderful. But Kenny Henson, God rest his soul.
He broke my heart when he passed
He's away. Gone now, but what a wonderful, talented singer everything. But anyway, this is Here I Grow Again.
Great song.
In your blessed wisdom, you always let me be free to spread my wings and try to fly to learn what I could be. But you were always there to catch me, Lord, when you knew I was bound to fall. You didn't keep me locked in a prison, Lord, but you kept me through it all. I've learned to lean upon. about in me since I have grown in you. And I can rest myself in your sweet love, thanks to all you've brought me through. By myself, I never could have learned all the things that you taught me. And by myself, I never could become all that you would have me be.
Kenny Henson, Here I Grow Again. Isn't that a great song?
Yeah, that's great. I love Kenny.
I do too.
Oh, this next song really takes me back. Dallas Home. I used to listen to Dallas Home, Evie, Amy Grant.
That was classified as a contemporary Christian music back then.
And I listened to a lot of that. And, of course, Keith Green. I love Keith Green too.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is Rise Again.
Beautiful song.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say, death can't keep me.
go ahead.
That was great. And oh, and Stephanie Preston says she loves that song too. And Sue Pointer down in Somerset, Kentucky says she saw him in Somerset in the 70s.
And 80s too, I believe.
Yeah. Well, 70s. And he sung sung this then. Let's see, it was a great concert. Oh. Yay! Well, he was great. I just remember him so much as one of the ones I listen to quite frequently.
Yeah.
And I've got to give a big shout out to the beautiful Duetta Merritt.
Hey, Duetta.
Down there in Somerset, Kentucky.
Yes, indeed.
We've got Somerset listening tonight.
I know, and people with S's.
Yeah, a lot of S's.
It's like we've got a whole bunch of Sue's.
S's and a D.
We are blessed with people whose name starts with S.
Yeah, tonight.
And blessed by a plethora of Sue's tonight.
Yes.
Plus one Duetta. Yes. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, and a Frank and Terry too.
Yeah, there you go. here's Brian Free and Assurance. Glory to God.
In the highest.
Thank you.
Look up, fear not, the angel said. Behold, the Messiah's come, the one of read and as he spoke to man that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, to the Lord sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
And still today the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they speak, their heartfelt love, this glorious sound falls on my ears from up above.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, to the Lord sing holy. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest of his summer, his will to men. The angel announces arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
my heart begins to doubt your amazing grace. But I know that your word is true. You have somehow always seen me through, through my darkest days. 'Cause I don't have a prayer without you. I don't have a chance without you. Lord, I need you here tonight. Won't you please hold me tight? Make my heart true.
Oh, that was beautiful. That's I Don't Have a Prayer Without You, Jeff and Sherry Easter. And I've got to give a big shout out to the beautiful Kathy Parker.
Hey, Kathy.
Over in Brighton, Tennessee. Hey,
AKA
Kathy.
Mary Ellen. She calls me John Boy. Well, yeah. I call her Mary Ellen. And
she
when
just
we
calls,
say goodnight every night.
Just call
good
me night, for dinner.
John
That's
Boy.
All I care about.
Goodnight, Mary Ellen. What?
I said, just call me for dinner. That's all.
Oh, don't have to. You're usually cooking
it,
and you're there.
That's true.
Yeah. I just hope there's always something left by the time I get to the table.
That was bad.
No. Miss Twiggy, my wife, has been dieting. And I'm afraid one of these days I'm going to walk outside. And the incredible shrinking Terry is going to kind of fall through a crack.
Uh-huh.
Terry! Honey, are you down there?
Help me.
Yeah. Hey, this next group is one we both dearly love.
This reminds me of the Gospel Singing Jubilee. Does anybody remember that? I bet you Kathy Parker remembers the Gospel Singing Jubilee because they were on, I think, was it Channel 7? Back then, do you remember Kelly Klein? Do you ever remember that?
Yeah, I do. But see, you got to remember, I listened from Somerset.
Yeah, I know.
And we would listen to the Mall Singing Convention, Sue Pointer, Duetta Meredith, my gang down here.
Right.
We'd all get together on Sunday morning over at Sue Pointer's house.
Oh, okay.
Have biscuits and gravy and listen to the Mall Singing Convention. Actually, we didn't do that.
Wait,
we were in separate homes.
Wait. You didn't listen to the Gospel Singing Jubilee?
Yeah, I did, kind of. The same thing, but
really?
but it was presented by the Mall Singing Convention out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, I see.
It was kind of a syndicated
I think the other one
show.
Was Nashville,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, here's the inspirations.
If you only knew.
Have you prayed for a loved one? Struggling hard with pain, you ask the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. And in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky, and you're praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say, you wouldn't be grieving. If you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, we're having a time, if you only knew.
To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down Heaven's Avenue. We're having a big celebration, if you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time, if you only knew. Much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, we're having a time, if you only knew.
through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on when the shadows, when the shadows appear and the night draweth near and my day is past, past and gone. At the river, Lord, I stand. Oh, my hand, oh, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on.
Oh, my goodness. I love his voice. That's Jason Crabb. And take my hand, precious Lord.
Precious Lord. Oh, yeah.
He's got my permission to put a tree in back of his crab. And that would be Jason Crabtree. love the Crab family. Love his music. And soulful is, yeah.
Yeah, he's very soulful.
He sings from his soul.
Oh, I got to say, Kathy Gates Parker, fantastic. She said that Gospel Singing Jubilee was on at 8 a.m. on Channel 5 WMC. That's right. That's right. I remember that. And you know who worked over there, Frank? Helen Sanders worked over there at Channel 5 with the Dave Brown and all the gang over there.
Okay.
And I wanted to also ask for prayer for Helen Sanders.
Absolutely.
She's in the hospital, and she's been in there since Tuesday with some blood pressure and kidney problems. So we want to pray that she'll get well soon.
Praying for strength and healing.
Get out. Yeah. And Sue Pointer said she listened every Sunday morning to the Jubilee and the Moles.
And the Mole Singing Convention. Yeah. They were a hoot to watch. Brother Maul was legally blind.
Uh-huh.
And Lady Maul, who he called his wife, Lady Maul would sit next to him.
Was she his wife, or just he just called her his wife?
No. She was his wife.
Okay.
And then he would...
he called her Lady.
Would have a tendency to ramble on and on sometimes.
Who?
You know. Anyways, Lady Maul, you could see her squirming. You know,
he'd start rolling.
He'd be talking about, Lady Maul, you got to go down and see Kaz Walker, and then blah 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 blah, blah, you know, and on. And she'd say, yes, Brother Maul, yes, Mr. Maul. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, she would reach over, and you could see him kind of flinch, as she would grab his knee, like, hush, honey. Let's get on with the music. I would see that, and I loved them both.
Oh,
dearly.
Sue Pointer also said that she can't count. She's lost count of the times that she went to see the Inspirations in various towns. Weren't they great?
I loved
that little tenor that used to raise his head back, you know.
And of course, I like the bass singer, you know.
I would try to sing along with the tall guy, the tall, thin guy.
The tall, thin guy.
Yeah.
Instead of a tall, rotund guy like I am. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Sue Pointer.
Yeah.
I've got to, we've got to send this next song out to her.
I've got it in here especially for her and all of us too. We'll get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and you know, this man, I'm sure she's already figured out who it is, Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah.
But do you know, he wanted to sing gospel music.
He started out
wanting to sing gospel music, but Colonel Tom.
Yeah,
pushed him in the direction of the pop and everything.
And during every show, he would have J.D. Sumner and the Stamps.
Oh yeah,
come out there and sing, and Elvis would just drop his head, close his eyes, and listen as they sang. And you could tell it really, really touched him deeply.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, J.D. Sumner used to rumble, didn't he?
Oh yeah,
he rumbled. Yeah.
Here we go. This is for Sue Pointer, Elvis Presley, and
He Touched Me.
my soul was astray from the heavenly way. I was wretched and as vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. How my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice. In the tempest, to him I then flee, there to lean on his arm, safe, secure from all harm, since he reached down his hand for me.
When the Savior reached down for me,
he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son.
That's Gold City, and when he reached down his hand, as he does every time we need him.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we just don't know it's there.
Sometimes we have to reach our hand up to him.
Exactly.
That's right.
He always answers our prayer.
That's right.
Not with the answers that we want all the time.
No, that's right.
But he answers.
Yeah. That's right. Or sometimes it's silent until it's the right time.
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes we just have to be patient.
Well, there's God's time, there's our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That little prayer that you've heard so many times over the years, God grant me patience and grant it now.
Yeah. I don't pray for that anymore.
I know.
Because I know he probably will try me
this
on
is,
it.
This is a really great song coming up by the Kinksmen.
Oh, yeah, the Apple Tree Song.
Yeah, sit back and enjoy.
A minister had just closed a revival in a huge Midwestern city. He stepped on the train on his way home and found himself seated beside a young man. For nothing better to do, he turned to the young fellow and tried to start up a conversation with him about the weather or just things in general. He noticed he didn't receive an answer, and he turned to the young man and saw the tears streaming down his cheeks. He told him then, "Son, I'm a preacher. I'm a minister. I'll be glad to help you any way I can." The young man, through his tears, proceeded to tell this story. He said, "Preacher, 2 years ago I got some mean at home that my mom and dad couldn't do anything with me. Well, one day I even went so far as to strike my father with my fist." He told me then, "Son, we're going to have to ask you to leave home. We can't do anything with you while you're breaking your mama's heart. Preacher, I wandered all over this country for the past 2 years. And then about 3 weeks ago, I gave my heart and life to Jesus. And I wrote my mom and dad a letter. I told them I'd be on this train. I told them I was coming home." The preacher told him, "Son, that's all well and good, but how do you know you're going to be welcome? How do you know everything's going to be all right at home?" The young man said, "Preacher, we've lived beside these old railroad tracks all of my life in a little old white house. And out behind the house is a great big old apple tree. I told my mom and dad in the letter, if I was welcome home, if everything was all right, just have dad go out back and hang a white rag right in the top of that old apple tree. And I could see it from the train. And I'd know then that everything was all right. Preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Would you look out the window and tell me what you see? I want to go home so bad, and I'm afraid that white rag won't be in the top of that apple tree." The preacher dusted the window of the train and looked out. Then he had a great big grin on his face. He said, "Son, son, why, you don't have a thing in the world to worry about. That old apple tree's in full blossom. Why, there's white rags hanging all over it from one end to the other. That's all I can see is white rags. And out under the apple tree, I see that gray-haired old mom and dad of yours standing there waving a big white bed sheet saying, 'Come on home, son. Come on home.' And you know, that's just like God. No matter how mean we've been, no matter how wicked we've been, no matter what we've done in and with our lives, all we have to do is say, 'Jesus, help me. Jesus, take away my sin.' And He'll welcome each and every one of us home."
When I put the show together, number one, I pray and I say, "God, give me some great songs that are going to be a blessing to my listeners. Give me songs that they're going to need in their life, need to be listening to, and I will find a song that I haven't played possibly or heard in a long time, and then I'll sit back and I'll listen to it, and I try to arrange my songs a certain way. And it's like God just kind of takes control." But anyways, the other day, I was programming in the show. In fact, it was last week. And I didn't get to air a show last Sunday for various reasons, but I didn't. And I want to tell you, when I sat there and I had my headphones on and I listened to this song, I was down in the studio all by myself. And the tears just welled up in my eyes. I could picture, sure. I'm very visual, and I could picture the whole scenario mm-hmm. taking place in the yeah. apple tree song, and the little mama and her gray hair, Yeah. And I'm getting choked up now. Thinking about it. And,
God bless those little mamas we pray here.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing more precious than a little praying mama.
I know, that's right.
It just, it got all over me, you know. So I sat down here by myself and had a good old man cry.
Well, that's okay. It's okay.
I mean, it really, really touched me.
You know, there's nothing wrong with men crying. You know,
oh, no. If you want to tell my gorilla son that 285 pounds, a mountain of a man, that you can't cry if you're a man, you might be taking your limbs with you.
Yeah. No, I know. You know,
I raised him that way. I said, Frank Jr., and I said, Frank, laughing is a great emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Crying is also a great emotion. And there's just a thin line separating the two.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes a real man to cry.
It really
does. Because
my
dad, when I was a little bitty boy, of course, he left when I was 7. But dad, if I'd cry, pow, smack me.
Oh.
Hey, men don't cry. Mm-hmm. Boys don't cry. Mm-hmm. Don't cry.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he smacked me, and that made me cry worse.
No, he'd smack you again.
They smack me again. Hey, here's a great song coming up.
Oh, yeah. Can I say hi to, welcome to,
oh,
Claude,
yeah,
to Claude Davis over in Nashville, Tennessee. If
I think he might be listening, Claude, but I don't want to take a chance to say, Claude, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. And I always have you in my prayers.
Yeah.
And one
he's
of
got
the great,
oh,
one of the greatest
bass
voices that I've ever heard. He's got a 3-octave range. He can get down there with J.D. Sumner.
Oh, yeah, he can.
And he can sing baritone, and he can go up, and he can sing tenor if he wants to.
He's done quite a few recordings.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. What was he did that song with Stella Parton, wasn't it, Stella?
Eastern Gate.
Yeah. Uh-huh, Eastern Gate, yeah.
Eastern Gate, yeah.
Well, this
there's my Aunt Kathleen. Let me take this real quick, and let's intro the next song as Deborah Talley.
And God took away my yesterdays. I
That's Deborah Talley, and God Took Away My Yesterdays. 8:26, and good evening to you. Got a couple more songs.
Oh, I got to say welcome. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
To Kenny and Phyllis Crow down in Somerset, Kentucky.
Somerset, Kentucky.
Yeah, and we're praying for you, Phyllis.
Absolutely.
We sure are.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, this next song.
I love this one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is good old Southern Gospel.
The Happy Goodman Family.
Looking for a city.
Here among the shadows in a lonely land, we're a band of pilgrims on the move. Burdened down with sorrows, shunned by every hand, looking for a city built above.
The Happy Goodmans and Looking for a City, one of my all-time favorite songs. You talk about a little tenor that can get up there. Yeah. Well, he and Vestal had this little duel going.
Yes, I know,
in that song,
between the two
and,
of them.
And it was the most precious video I've ever seen. And, you know, they would come out, Rusty Goodman and then Vestal's brother, and they would come out, other brother and, or her husband. I don't know if it's her husband or her brother. Anyways, in the video, they would come out there and they would loosen up the little tenor's tie, and the tenor finally went up so high that she kind of She took out a little white hanky.
And
waved it, you know. Okay, I surrender, you know. We're going to go out with this song, and this song was inspired for me to play. I've played several renditions of this song, but Duetta Merritt.
Hey, yes.
Yeah, down in Somerset, Terry posted this
on her Facebook
page yeah. today, and I listened to it, and I thought, Frank, go over to Amazon and see if they have that. And if they do,
what a gorgeous rendition
you have
of
to
this
buy
song.
It. Oh, yeah. It is
Celtic Thunder.
Beautiful.
They're from Ireland. They, you can tell that they're from Ireland.
Oh, Celtic Thunder from Ireland. Yeah.
I love the Irish. I loved it when I was over there.
I wouldn't have guessed that since you spent like an eternity over there.
That was a week.
It was an eternity for me. Yeah.
It was
fun. I do. I love their music. I love Celtic Woman.
And we love Duetta Merritt.
And we love Duetta Merritt.
That's right.
Absolutely we do. So in honor of Duetta and a beautiful song, you won't hear a more beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace than this. We want to say goodnight to each and every
and
one of you.
And thank y'all so much for tuning in and worshiping.
What a great way to wrap up a Sunday.
Yeah, and worshiping with us. We just love all of you, and thank you so much.
Yeah, God bless each and every one of you. Hope you have a fantastic week going out with this, my Celtic Thunder.
And ta-ta.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious, dear, the
was blind. Ooh.